Welcome to 5-Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System. Hello, and welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System. I am Ben, and today I'm joined by...
I'm London, and I'm smiling, and I hope you can hear it.
London, so excited to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you.
We're talking about some sad movies today.
I don't think it was intentional.
No, it wasn't. I think we both looked at what was available on Canopy and were like, oh, those are both supposed to be really good. I haven't seen this. You hadn't seen one of them.
I was like, yes, they're great. And then we get into them and we're like, oh, they're sad.
Yep.
But they are great.
Are you a fan of sad movies?
Anyone who knows me, I can't lie right now. Yes.
Yep.
So...
I have a hard time with sad movies because I just feel them real strong.
Sure.
But when they're good, they're so good. And mm-hmm. I think that really hit home on these ones today. Like, they're both like from great directors. We should say we're doing The Whale and Punch Drunk Love today.
Absolutely.
The Whale, much more recent. Punch Drunk Love, recent past. But...
Is it 2002?
Yeah.
To me, it's right not that long there. Ago, yeah. But truthfully, it is.
Yeah, it's over 20 years, yeah. But it feels like just yesterday. But I think we will be starting today with The Whale, and London will be leading us off with that. So if Wilhelm could start our timer.
Thank you so much. The Whale, this was new last year. This is from Darren Aronofsky. So immediately when this came out, I was like, yes, I have to see it.
Yes, I did not know that when I started the movie, and like midway through I checked it and I was like, this explains a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't know him, I hope you do. He directed Pi. Requiem for a Dream is a huge one for me. That is a heavy movie.
That wrecked me.
I have shown friends and I said, it's great. And they say, what's wrong with you? But I think it's fantastic. He did The Fountain, The Wrestler, Black Swan. He's done a few others. I think he's fantastic.
An incredible like visual and tone director. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just... really sets a mood for his movies.
And so this is written by Samuel Hunter. This is based on a play that he did. Mm. And when you watch it, it's very obvious, I think, that this is a play.
I didn't know that, but it totally feels that way.
It is. We barely make it outside. We are in this guy's apartment the whole movie, and it's kind of just this rotating door of like people coming in and out of the apartment.
It doesn't go any further than like the landing outside.
The threshold. Right? Yeah. Like it really is all in the apartment. If you haven't seen it, if you don't know a thing about it, I borrowed this little synopsis. A reclusive English teacher suffering from severe obesity attempts to reconnect with his estranged teenage daughter for one last chance at redemption. So it's heavy stuff right there. This got a lot of attention with, you know, the awards cycle. Brendan Fraser stars as Charlie. I think he did a lot to prepare for this role. He does wear a bodysuit. He worked with, I think, a dance teacher just to kind of work on movement of how he would move if he was this size. He did win Academy Award for Best Actor for this. I think people have mixed feelings. I really great performance. I'm talking with my hands a lot. I'm excited about this movie. Some people were maybe upset about how the characters portrayed or that they didn't get an actual, you know, big actor to do it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a really great performance, and I love the character. I think he's great.
I think he pulled it off beautifully. Like, because there's a weird like balance of sadness and hope, and like it's dealing with a lot. It's family. It's grief. It's depression.
Just loss and loneliness.
Yeah, loss and loneliness.
But through it all, somehow he is so hopeful and positive. Which will just, I think it'll blow most of us away of like, how does he stay positive?
But those little moments of sweetness,
yeah,
where he's like telling his daughter that she's incredible, mm-hmm, and like those just wrecked me.
Yeah.
Cause like amidst everything else that's going on, like you gave a brief synopsis, but like, it's like he loses his partner. He's dealing with grief from that. He also has a a daughter from an estranged wife. Lots of stuff to unpack there, mm-hmm. but like they walk this line between those things. It's just like so tricky, but they balance it.
Yeah. To me, it works. I saw this in the theater when it came out, and I love it. And that this was just my second watch, and still loved it. So I recommend this one. We also see Sadie Sink in this. People would probably know her from Stranger Things.
Yes, absolutely.
Ty Simpkins is in it, playing a young missionary man. He was in Jurassic World, Iron Man 3.
Oh, that's where I knew him from.
Yeah.
He's the little kid.
He looks familiar, but he's grown up. Yeah, so you're like, what is he from? That's so funny. I think it's a really great small cast, but, so yeah, I recommend this. This is A24. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, we're big A24 fans on the podcast.
So, Pioneer Library System carries this on DVD and Blu-ray, but this is on Canopy, and that's how I accessed it. So, rated R, you know, there's some mature content, but really fantastic movie.
Yes. I'm trying to think, who's this good for? I mean, if you're fans of other Darren Aronofsky, like, be prepared for an emotional roller coaster. There's not a lot of ups on this roller coaster, but deep downs, yeah.
It's just a very human drama, and I think if you want a real story, and it's heavy and sad, but it's really well done. So. Yeah.
And, one last thing. We're almost out of time, but the score.
Yes.
Whenever he would go on his binges when he's really depressed, it turned into like a horror movie. Mm-hmm. and that's time. But I'm going to finish my point.
You can't stop librarians from talking about these things. So.
But like the way that they like played those moments, and it's just like existential mm-hmm. horror of that like depression binge mode is just so upsetting. Mm-hmm. Like, and you kind of see like the skills that Darren Aronofsky got from his darker films, like really playing it up of like how horrible this is. And mm-hmm. like, I think everybody's aware, even the characters aware, like this is bad.
Yeah.
And they like play those moments so well, and even like the lighter moments where they bring in the music are so mm-hmm. beautiful too. And that I think it really lifts the whole film. Mm-hmm. But anyway, highly suggest.
If we're talking about the music now, we're really going to have to talk about the music when we get to your movie.
Yes.
So it's like just a character in the movie. So yeah. I was prepared for that.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll take a quick break and then we will be back with Punch Drunk Love. All right, and we are back. So,
Hello.
So, our next movie is going to be Wilhelm. Start the timer. Punch Drunk Love. So this is a drama comedy. There's romance. It's kind of hard to define. Like, this is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. Kind of has that surreal tone that a lot of his movies have. I got a little bit of Fargo vibes from this, even though that's not a Paul Thomas Anderson, but like similarly like funny but also like dark and bleak.
I get uncomfortable in parts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like so as you were mentioning right before the break, the music in this movie is such a driving factor. In mm-hmm. fact, like it drowns out the dialogue in parts of the movie and like drives the stress and anxiety of this movie. I should probably talk about what this movie's
sure,
about.
Sure, sure.
It's a 2002 film. Here is the IMDb summary. Socially frustrated Barry Egan calls a phone sex line to curb his loneliness. Little does he know it will land him in deep trouble and will jeopardize his burgeoning romance with the mysterious Lena. That is technically correct. However, it feels like it doesn't get at...
That's very boiled down. Yeah. But.
And like that is like the mechanical things that are happening in this movie. It's about Barry, played by Adam Sandler. And like I feel like one of his first like big serious roles where people started to like take him seriously as an actor. And he's just this kind of like rattled guy who has like latent rage and is kind of spacey and like. And
seven sisters.
And seven sisters. So I actually love the canopy synopsis or little snippet about it, because it says Barry Egan, who is like abused by his seven sisters. I was like, that feels more accurate to me, yeah, because like he's got these seven sisters who just like relentlessly rag on him and like kind of like break him down, and they're like, what's your problem? But this story is about him like kind of finding his person and finding some purpose ish but it's also kind of like idealized in a weird way.
I have sisters, not seven of them, and I hope they never listen to this podcast, but there was some nugget in there that I was feeling, and so it's like, yes,
yeah, it was, this is what it's like.
I could understand his, or a person might be able to understand his rage a little bit, and just these things he's feeling.
Ugh, yeah. And as we were saying, like the music in this movie is like heavy, like not heavy music, but it's like very like busy, anxious, like percussion stuff that just like increases in intensity, and like it's always at points where like you feel his anxiety building, and it kind of like makes you like build with it and get tighter, and like you feel the explosion coming. And the weird thing about both of these movies, I didn't know who the directors were, and I think I had like false impressions of what they were.
Mm-hmm.
This one was such a 180 from what I was expecting. I was expecting like a sad romantic comedy,
no,
but it's not.
No,
not at all. So you saw this when it first came out.
Yep. So, you know, like 20 years ago, I had watched it.
Yeah. And did you like it then?
I do. I mean, it's unexpected, and it's such a night and day difference. Like if you watch like kind of a standard sort of Adam Sandler movie, I'm trying to say that in a nice way.
Sure.
And when it's not really an Adam Sandler movie, I think he can really blow you away. I like some of his, we'll call them silly movies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But when he does like a serious role in a serious movie, like he's pretty fantastic.
Oh yeah. I mean, in recent years, like he's proven that time and again, mm-hmm, with like Uncut Gems, and several other movies that don't come to mind right now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think this was just like a wild ride. The surreality of this movie is so heightened. Like the characters don't feel naturalistic at all. Like it's very quick dialogue. It's all like there's strangeness, but people don't seem to like register it as, mm-hmm, strangeness. but it's kind of like beautiful in that Paul Thomas Anderson kind of way of like, oh, this is to get at a bigger point. Would you suggest this movie?
Yeah, I would. You know,
it's very anxious.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really well done. So, you know, if someone's high strung, I might not recommend it. But yeah, I think this is really well made picture.
And that's our time. But there's a weird like 50s like kind of vibe to it, like with the like little color scenes,
yeah,
the music,
yeah,
interstitials, and also just kind of like the way that they style it, that blue suit that he's in the whole, mm-hmm, time feels like a very like classic movie star thing, and people keep just being like, why are you wearing that suit?
It does. And you're right, it also, it again, it's making me uncomfortable that he's wearing this blue suit the whole movie. Yes. I'm like, take off that blue,
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, I was watching and I was just like, he does change ties. He changes ties,
okay,
throughout the movie, but
okay,
the suit stays the same. I don't know. I would suggest this movie at least for one watch. It was very stressful, but like it's kind of lovely in like its imagery, and it's a very unique movie, definitely amongst Paul Thomas Anderson's classic kind of vibes. I can't say another movie that is like it.
That's tough.
Yeah, he makes very like singular voiced films.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like his kind of movies, definitely check this out.
You can just, you know, challenge yourself to something new,
yeah,
if you haven't seen it.
Absolutely. So Lennon also has some news about Canopy, which is where we found both of our movies today.
Yes, we like talking about Canopy. We also we use Hoopla here at Pioneer Library System. But Canopy had a change recently, Ben. If you're used to Canopy, it's always been a, what were those called? Just checkouts,
yep,
or credits, I believe.
Yep.
In November of this year, we did away with the credits. We being Canopy. I don't work for Canopy, yeah. but I do love Canopy. So Canopy has implemented a new system to keep track of your allotted monthly checkouts. Instead of the previous 8 credits, you now have 24 tickets you can use to choose the content you want to watch. So when you browse through here, it'll tell you how many tickets something costs and how long you will have access to that title. So really, I maybe it's supposed to be fun. Like it kind of plays like a game now, yeah. I think. But it's still the same Canopy you love. Lots of great content on there. But we just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah. I think it makes it a little more flexible. So if you're watching a TV show, you can get through more in a month.
Sure.
And that kind of stuff. So it's we like the system. It's just a little bit different. So we wanted to let everybody know to expect that when they're browsing around.
Yeah, I like knowing now, like, it will tell me I'm going to have this title for 72 hours, which is kind of a standard thing on a lot of streaming platforms. Yep. So I think that's nice.
Absolutely. So it was so great to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you. Hopefully it's been a minute.
Yeah, hopefully we can do it again soon. If any of you listeners would like to reach out with a comment or a question, you can reach us at podcast@pioneerlibrarysystem.org. That is podcast singular at pioneerlibrarysystem.org. And
I have a question.
Sure.
What's an upcoming movie you're excited about?
Ooh, in the theaters?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Or streaming, but something new.
Mm. I don't know.
I've got mine if you need a minute.
What's yours?
Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, boy. That's exciting. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
So, yeah. I need that to be real good.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know. I've kind of watched all my movies for the year. Aquaman 2 is probably going to be a crazy, overblown visual craziness. That should be fun.
I think they spent a few dollars on it. So
truly.
Hopefully it looks good.
So at the very least, that will be a fun feast for the eyes.
Yes.
That's probably next on my list. But yeah. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.